Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We are in Masechta Temura, Perek Hey, Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. So the Mishnah says as follows: Omer, let's say somebody has a pregnant cow or a pregnant sheep, and he says, "Vlad shelzu oila, right? I want this. This vlad should be considered." And Ola, Vihi, Shlamim, but the animal itself should be a Shlamim, Dvarav Kayamim. So in such a situation, the deal is a good deal. Why? The Kedusha Savlad came before the Kedusha Saim, right? In my language, I say first I'm going to bring that whatever comes out is going to be an Ola, and then what's going to come afterward, the Mami, is going to be a Shlamim. But he Shlamim, if he declares the cow to be a Shlamim, Uvlada Ola, and then he says, and I want the child, should it be a male, to be an Ola, Sarezu Vlad Shlamim, that's going to be a Vlad Shlamim, Devar Meir. You can't have a child take on a status, right, if it's already pre-consecrated. So Rabbi Yossi comes along and he says, you, Rameir, hold Tfos Lashon Rishon. You hold the idea that whatever he says first, that counts, and we can't parse it apart. But im lechein niskamin mitchila, ho v'yev shalikro shnei shemos keachas devarav chayamim. Right? If he does it bevas achas, if he's doing it, and the whole time his intent was, make the mommy a shlam, and make the child an ola, and you can't say one declaration with two things at the same time. So therefore, you assume he just put mommy before child. He didn't mean to do that. And so therefore, the child can be considered an Ola because the mother's Kedusha came at the same time. It didn't come earlier. However, if it wasn't done at the same time, within the same utterance, so and he had a gap in between, so then he intended to have a gap in between, and he can't go backwards once the mommy is considered a kedusha shlamim to turn around and add a different kedusha, a different direction for the carbon for her child. So again, the machlokas over here, Rameir and Rabbi Yossi, is whether we say tfos lashon rishon or whether we assume in this case that the two things are co-occurring at the same moment in time, and so therefore we don't say choose one over the other. The Mishnah continues, Hare zu tumuras olo tumuras shlamim. What if a person says that he has an ola and a shlamim, and he says about a behemah schulin, right? It's going to be both a tumuras ola and a tumuras shlamim, right? Harizu Tumuras Ola Devar Meir. Again, consistent with what we learned from him in Mishnah Gimel, Rameir says you can't make it a Tumura on two things, a Tumura for an Ola and a Tumura for a Shlamim. So what we do is we apply the principle of Tfos, Lashon Rishon. Take the first Lashon first, right? So I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is also consistent. If he meant when he said it's a Tumuras Ola, he also meant and also a Tumuras Shlamim, since you can't call two names at the same time, so his words are going to count. It's going to be a half a Tumuras Ola, half a Tumuras Shlamim. He's going to wait until the animal runs around and gets a mum, and then the animal will have to be sold, and he'll have to pay half as a value of a Tumuras Ola, and half as a value of a Tumuras Shlamim, right? And that's how you'll proceed. But if there's a gap in between, right, between when he said Tumuras Ola and Tumuras Shlamim, so it's just going to be a Tumuras Ola. In that situation, it's only going to have the status of the Tumur for an Ola. Why? Because you can't go ahead and make two titles applicable at the same moment in time. They have to have two different, once something takes on a Kedusha status and you intended for it to have that Kedusha status, you now can't change the Kedusha status to apply to something else. Okay, we'll stop here in Bezras Hashem. We will continue tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful, terrific day.